Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Gimel tonight. Okay, so if you remember, yesterday we spoke with, oh, I nearly forgot. Today's learning is sponsored by Aziz Basileli on the occasion of his grandfather's yahrzeit, Moshe ben Nissim HaKohen, Zichrono Lebracha. So learning tonight is Lelui Neshama of Moshe ben Nissim HaKohen, Zichrono Lebracha. All right, so so yesterday we spoke about the Shiva Rakim. There are seven heavens, we said, and so the Gemara says on the top line, "Yigdim Lamed Aleph." Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Od Rakia Tad Yesh Lamala. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, "There's one more Rakia, one more heaven above." And again, it's very hard to understand all these things. I'm just translating and doing the best I can. So Yesh Lamala Meir Shei Chayot on top of the Chayot. Remember, in the seventh heaven, which was Aravot, then they had the Chayot that were there. And so, but above the Chayot is one more Rakia, is what the Gemara says. He says the chiv udemod al rashi ha'chaya rakia kein hakerach hanora. He says like there's like are like an image on top of the chayot of the rakia that's like the this terrible freezing. I don't know what to say. So ad kan yesh lecha rashut ledaber. So the Gemara says up to that point you could speak about it. Nikama elach en rashut ledaber. So if you remember in the Mishnah we said that you know kolam istakel biar badrim ratui lo kidos shlo bali olam. Certain things a person shouldn't examine, and one thing is malamala malamata. So malamala, Rashi said, malamala meaning rakia shal rashi chayot. In other words, if you to examine what's above the rakia that's on top of the chayot, a person shouldn't focus on that. Is what the Gemara is saying. He says shekin ketuba sefer ben sira. It says in sefer ben sira. So the chachma ben sira is one of the sfarim ketonim, an apocryphal book. It's it, now Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that there's an opinion in Sect Sanhedrin that. That you shouldn't read Chachma ben Sira, but the Gemara quotes Chachma ben Sira. And I think at least two places, like the Gemara has this thing, Ketuba Torah, Shlibavim, Lushtash Bektuvim. So in two places, it says Lushtash Bektuvim, and it seems like it's Chachma ben Sira. And I think Rashi says something like he doesn't know where it is, Bulaihu Bechachma ben Sira, something like that. So let's see further in the Gemara. So he says, so Shkengtuba ben Sef ben Sira, the Wolflamim Chaal Tidrosh, that which is distant from you, you shouldn't try to like investigate. Vuchusim Chaal Tatur, and don't like examine that which is hidden from you. But Masha Rashta Hitbonain, I think this is the Gemara that was explaining the Pasuk now. Masha, again, so Chachma ben Sira, we only have in translation, it was in it when it was like kept in the church, like when in Greek. And so it's been translated now in English. We don't have an original Hebrew version. And the arts really said they have some psukim that are in Hebrew. We don't have the whole sefer. But in the existing Sfarim, they don't have this pasuk. So I don't know, you know, how to you know, explain the
I
whole thing.
I think the person but who just signed on, Mordechai, did a screen share.
Oh,
and
okay.
He needs to undo it.
Okay. All right. But I can't help him. Okay, now. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Al tedrosh b'chus b'chal takur. Masha Rashta Hitbonain, so that which you Vasha or Shait Hitbonain, that which you're permitted to, you know, analyze, do it in the Chaisek Benestro. You don't have an Asek Benestro. And Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like a lot of times, Sfarim will mention, you know, they'll be dealing with Kabbalah or something like that and say, you know, Ein Lanu Asek Benestro. We don't investigate these things. All right. Let me pause for a second. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Everybody okay over there in the cyber world? Everybody good? Okay. All right. Everybody good here? So his name is Ben Sira. I don't know more to say than that.
Rabbi, that's not your Maya, Ben Sira.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. What, Daniel?
Ben Sira is not your Maya, as they say in other places, right?
No. I never said he was Yirmiya, and I don't know if anybody says he's Yirmiya. Okay. All right, let's keep.
I mean, there is a place that it says Ben Sira, that there was a woman who got impregnated, and they call it Ben Sira, and they said that was Yirmiyah HaNavi.
And they said it was who?
Right, Yirmiyah HaNavi, no?
I have to. I need to look more. I don't know. I don't know. There's something in the Gemara about a woman who became pregnant in Embati, but I don't know. But yeah, I don't know if that's Yirmiyah HaNavi. Okay. So let's go back. All right, let me go back to the Gemara now. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya, now we spoke about all the Shiva Rikim. So now the Gemara is going to put a Brisa, which speaks about the distances that are involved. So Tanya, Amar of Yochem and Zakai, Matshuva Heshiva Tabat Kolo Torah Shah, It says, what response did the Batkol, the heavenly voice, make to the Otarasha, the Ruchanetzer, Harasha, the Shashamar, Elea, Bamakayav? I'll go, I'll rise above like the heights of the clouds, Edam El Elyon, I'll be similar to Ribon Shalom. That's Tabakoba Amarlo, a heavenly voice came out and said, Rasha ben Rasha ben Oshel Nimrod Rasha, you're a descendant of Nimrod Rasha. So if you look at the Tosfos, the Ben Oshel Nimrod Rasha, Tosfos says Labdaf, it doesn't mean literally genealogical, he's a descendant of Nimrod. Shere Kush Elad at Nimrod, Kush gave birth to Nimrod. Velomasino Torah Shami Zera Kush, doesn't we never see a source that Nebuchadnezzar is a descendant from Kush. Elal Shema Asaf Shalakam Hu Kushinar. It's just like similar, you know, protocol. They both were kings in Shinar, and they both, you know, does Rashi say something like this, that they both, you know, go to war, like Nimrod had, you know, was against Abram Avinu, and Nebuchadnezzar was fighting against the Jewish people. So he says, and we'll see that they both sort of fought in a way to try to aspire to fight with the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, so what the Pasuk says, Elel Bamateyav, I'll rise above the highest cloud, Edam El Elyon, will be similar to the Ribono Shel Olam, Yasab Kova Amrlo, Rasham and Rasham Beno Shel Nimrod Rasha, Shin Reed, and I think the Bach has it, Kul Olam Kulo Alav Uvamal Kuto, that he led a rebellion of the whole world. Now, Alav on himself, but it means it's Lashon Tzidignor, he led the whole world, Nimrod did, on war with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Uvamal Kuto. He says, in other words, and you're following in the same footsteps. You want to go up to Shemayim, to Yaakov. She says, Kamashno Tav Shel Adam. So the Bakal is saying, how long is a person's life? Shvim Shana, 70 years. Shinemar Yimeshot Hinabim Shvim Shana, Bimroch Shonim Shana. Like 70 years and the strength, you know, 80 years. Ba'alomin Aretz of the Rakia, Malach Chamesh Meot Shana. He says, from the earth to the Rakia, to the heavens, is a distance that takes 500 years to traverse, presumably by walking, that equivalent distance. And the thickness of the Rakia is also another 500 years. And the same distance between each one of the Rakim. So you have each Rakia, and then you have that distance between each Rakia. He says, Lamalamehen Chayot HaKodesh. And then above that, you have the Chayot HaKodesh, which are celestial beings. Raglea Chayot Keneged Kulam. And the feet of the chayot are equal to that whole distance, it sounds like, in the aggregate. It says, Karsulei achayot kenei kulam, and the ankles of the chayot are also equivalent to it all. Shokei achayot kenei kulam. So shokei, I don't know, Libu said here meant the legs. Usually they say the thigh, but he said legs, kenei kulam. Rechuvei achayot is, one second, rechuvei is what is that the thigh? Rechuvei hu etzem hayarech. That's the thigh, kenei kulam. And Yurechei Achayot, let me see, how does Arizal translate each one? Okay, yeah, I forgot. Right. So we said, it's like this, that the, that like in an animal, in a shore, you have three bones in the leg, in the rear leg, they have three bones. That's why you have like three parts here, he's saying. It's like the Chayot, it's like part, like a little bit like an animal in terms of anatomy. So he says, Shoke Achayot would be like the lower leg, Rechuvei Achayot would be like the middle bone, Yurechei Achayot would be like the upper bone, Gufei Achayot, and the Guf of the Achayot is also equivalent to it all, Savrei Achayot, the neck of the Achayot, Rashi Achayot, and the heads, Karni Achayot, the horns, Lamalamehen Kisei Kavod Raglei Kisei HaKavod Keneged Kulam. So above that is the Kisei Kavod. The ragli, the kisei kavod, the legs, the kisei kavod is equal to that whole distance. He says kisei kavod connect along. The kisei kavod also equal to the whole distance. Melka kavikam ravisa shoken alihem, and on top of that is ribono shel olam. Batam arta elel b'matayav edamel elyon. And you, Nebuchadnezzar, think I'm going to go up to Shemayim and like be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you don't have enough years to even, you know, begin this journey. So ah, El Sha'ol to ride El Yark Tabor. You're headed in a different direction. You're headed down to the boar, like into like a type of Gehenna. Now, there's a Tosfos. If you look at the third Tosfos, he says, Raglea Chayit Neged Pulam, Yishmakim Bekdushata, Chisad HaKalir. So he's talking about, you know, Reb Lazar HaKalir has many piyutim in our tefilo, at least with Ashkenazim. I don't know if Sephardim have so many of his piyutim, but we Ashkenazim have many piyutim from Rav Lazar Kalir. He says, and there's one that says, V'chayot asher hinam aruba odakisei, kafregel chamesh meyot v'chamesh esrei. He says, like, the kaf regel of the chayot is 515. Mokim above. Anyway, they have different dion about what the correct version is in this piyut. But then at the end he says, if you look like five lines for the end of Tosfos, he says, the number of places he follows the sheet of the Yerushalmi, Shehua Yatana, that he, Reb Lazar Kalir, was a Tana, Huya Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. He, the Bali Tosfot, identified Reb Lazar Kalir as the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. In other words, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And he told the Bali Tosfot, identify him as Reb Lazar Kalir. The Karyalemi, Kulav Kat Rochel, because the Psikta applies, you know, this pasuk to me, like your Mikulav Kat Rochel from the, like the dust of the perfume merchant. So Tana Kara Krove to Paitan. He was a Tana, he was a Psukim, he wrote a Krove, it's like a type of Piyad, and a Paitan, Ubiyamabakach and Alpiyariya. And his lifetime, people were still Makadesh, the Bezdin Alpiyariya. He says, Shemi Olamlo Yisad Rak Probates Miyom Rishon. He only had, Probates is a type of Piyot. It's called Rinab Yeshua Be'olein Sadikim. That's what it stands for. So he says, we only find Piyotim from the first day of Yantiv. So he takes it that's proof that he was lived during time when they were Makadesh Alpiyariya. So it's a subject to a big machloket. And there's a rush that he cites on the side. So the rush goes over. There's a lot of different shitot about when he lived, but it's just the interesting ha'ara that the Bali Tosfot, and I think the rush also takes it that he was a Tana, and right. Well, the different opinions for when he lived go from being a Tana, and some say he lived much later, like century. What did you said? What a Rishon? You said? Well, some say. Yeah, so there's a line from Rav Sadia Gaon. From Rav Sadia Gaon, it sounds like he Rav Sadia Gaon thought that he was like around the Rabbanan Sivorai, around there, or like around like the year 600, something like that. But there's a lot of different opinions about when he lived and where he lived. There's shita all across the board. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. Although, with the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. So a lot of people say it relates to the Jewish communities in Eretz Yisrael and Babel, and that you know one like the, we have different pronunciations. So some ways some want to say. One was from the Jewish community in Eretz Israel, and one was from the community in Babel. And so if you assume that way, it's possible, I'm saying possible, that, you know, maybe, you know, one, you know, took from his Piyutim and not. But anyway, many people say he was not a Tana. All right, who, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Just the last few minutes.
All right, well, you'll listen on the recording. Okay, anybody else? What's up? No, this is the Rakia is the heavens. What do you mean? In other words, Bereshit bara Elokim and Hashemayim v'Haaretz. So it's the Shemayim when he creates the Shemayim, when he's creating the Shemayim. This is all the Rakia. What? What animals? The Chayot are not animals. The Chayot are Malachim. There's a type of Malach that's called the Kolchay v'Chayot. You know, Shorayru, we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, all right. Any other?
There are seven firmaments and the earth, so it's eight together.
I don't know. I don't know. We spoke about yesterday from the Gra about the eight, but I didn't see that shot the way you're saying now. Although today, at the beginning of the doc, we said there's one more Akia on top of the seventh Akia. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. I'm going to keep moving. Okay. All right. So we're around midway down on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah that a person is not allowed to even teach the Merkava to one student unless he's like brilliant and has all the right nidot. So Tani Ribihiya, so Ribihiya put a brisa about most from the Rashi Prakim. There's different ways to understand this Gemara, but the way I'm explaining it is if he's like an average person, I won't explain to him Masi Merkava. And again, Masi Merkava could be the Pesukim in Yechezkel, it could be a Brisa. You know, it's not so clear exactly what Maaseh Merkava is. And we'll see in a minute, Rashi, in one place in our Gemara, is going to identify them as Brises. We'll see in a minute. He says, Tani Rebbe Chiya Balmosrin lo Rashi Prakim. We can give like little like Rashi Prakim about Maaseh Merkava. We'll explain the whole thing. So Amar Rebbe Zera, in Mosrin Rashi Prakim, Ela'av Beitin, Ulechol Mish Libo Doeg Vikirbo. So Rabbi Zera says, even Rashi Prakim, like the headings of different sections, you know, so the person has like the bare bones, you know, skeleton of what it's about, even that we'd only give to an Av Beis Din or leave it thought about like a Talmid Chacham, he's got a lot of learning. And anybody who's libo doeg b'kirbo, the way Rashi says, he's not Mekil Rosh, he doesn't have levity, he's a real serious or appropriate. Ikad Amri, So I'm going to say there's two requirements. He has to be an Av Beis Din, and he's Lalibo doeg b'kirbo, and then I'll give him Rashi Prakin. I'm Rabbi Abi, in Moshin Sitrei Torah, let me just see something. Yeah. In Moshin Sitrei Torah, Lamishesh Bokami Shadbarim. He only gives Sitrei Torah to a person who has these five elements in it. So if you look at Rashi in the fifth narrow line, Sitrei Torah, go on Maase Amerkava, the Sefer Yetzira, Umase Breshe, Vihi Breita. So Rashi says, it sounds like these are Brises, is the way Rashi's saying. So you have to look back on the first medium wide line. So Lamishesh Chamisha Devarim. Now these Chamisha Devarim are mentioned in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So it's Sar Chamishim, Unesufanim, the Yoetz, the Chacham Karashim, Minabon Lachash. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that the Gemara borrows that is going to go over each one. Sar Chumash Zeshu did the 17th Chamisha Chamisha Torah, but then Rabbi Bow. So you will see. So Sar Chamishim, tomorrow's daf, the one shot the Gemara has, you know, is Chumash very well, or Rabbi Leibowitz said that it was at least 50 years old. So even the Sar Chamishim sounds like he's in charge of 50 people. But the way the Gemara is going to darshan tomorrow's Gemara, that it's out of 50, where he's got Bekiyas in the Chumash, he says, Unesufanim, the Sufanim, he's like, I think, very respected, but he, tomorrow's daf, they're going to have, 1 second, and the Sufanim says, Shinosim Panim Ladoro Ba'avuro. So, One second. So the Gemara learns tomorrow that the whole world is sustained because of his zechus. That's Nesufanim. The Yoetz, and he's a counselor, but tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to learn that he knows how to intercalate the years. That's a Yoetz. And then the Gemara says, B'chacham charashim, he means like he's a wise person to like the wise people. So the Gemara has, yes, the Gemara says, one second, he says, the Talmid amatim et rabotav, it's the Talmid that he sharpens up his own rebellion. He says, Chacham Charashim, benavon lachash, which means like he knows like all these different secrets. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf says, maybe davar mitok davar lachash. He's doing all sorts of great Torah from the balachash. He understands one thing from another thing. It's worthy to give him over the Torah that was given balachash. But we'll see in tomorrow's daf. Anyway, if you have those five things, that such a person would give sitrei Torah. But Amar Rabbi Ami in most of the Torah lo vei kuchavim. We don't give Torah over to an non-Jew. Shnemar lo asachin lechol goyim mashutim ba'idom. Well, this pasuk people know where it is. We say it every morning. He says that he didn't do this for any other nations, give them the Torah, which put him by your own. He didn't give them to them. So, all right, let's look at Tosfos and we'll talk for a minute. So, 1, 2, 3, the last Tosfos. So, in most men, Dibre Torah, the Obi Kokabim. So, I Akasha, the Rabbi Volkan, on typically the Obi Kokabim, also the Torah Kayav Mita. So, why does it, the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yami say we don't give Torah? Why is the slowest Sakhanical going, which is by his own? Why does he need that pasuk to teach me? We don't give over Divrei Torah. We have another statement. The Gemara says that if a goy is also a Torah, is chayav mita. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, and if a person teaches the goy, he's over on lefnei yiver lefnei b'chol. So I know the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a goy is not allowed to study Torah. I know he's not allowed teaching Torah. What do I need this whole shtickle Torah here? The chitema b'shem esotidu deino chayav mita. He says, maybe here our Gemara is talking about Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, that the Goy, if he's Oseik and Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, So he's not chayav studying Shavuot Kol Bnei Noach. He's chayav Shavuot Kol Bnei Noach. So maybe our Gemara means that even there we wouldn't give him over the Torah. But there's a mitzvah to give him teaching that Torah. It's not a prohibition, a mitzvah. He said, sometimes there is a situation where Goy needs to be Osei B'Torah, and that's by the Shimon Sotar HaShayach thing. So we can't understand what is the limit over here in our Gemara coming to. Yesh Lomar, the Hacha Mairi, Afilu Hecha the Iko Veikul Kamacher, Shos Salamdo, the Lecha, Lefnei Yiver. So he says that our Gemara can be talking about, let's say there's another Goy who somehow knows Torah, he listens to yutorah.com. It's going to teach him Torah. So on a derisa level, there's no lifnei iver, because lifnei iver is if the person wouldn't have access to it. In other words, like a nazir. So it's only lifnei iver. The nazir's on one side of the river, and the wine's on the other side of the river. And I bring him the wine, so I'm over on lifnei iver on a derisa level. He says, the amir l'vod azor, moshi koshkan the nazir over lifnei iver, v'hani mil v'kaya trei ivrei denara. In other words, that without my assistance, the Nazir couldn't get the wine. That's the Naiver. So Hachanami, Tosha says, even in a situation when there's no derisa prohibition, because he can get the Torah from the web or whatever it is, nevertheless, it's a prohibition. Okay, back in the Gemara. So, and then I'll pause in a few lines. Wait. Let me just get this thing here for a little bit with this. Hold it. So we went to the Tosfos and went to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Okay, the authorities dispute the extent of the Easter for an idolater study Torah. Sholem Eshiv, that's Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson. He was a big postdoc in the 19th century from the city of Lvov, which is Lemberg, now it's Lviv, in western Ukraine. The Sholem Eshiv limits the prohibitions to Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. He permits idolaters to study Torah Shebaal. He says, so we're going to study Tanakh. He says, the Shulchan Kiburim disagrees and permits an idolater to study Torah Shebaal. However, he limits the prohibitions of Chamisha Kumashin Torah, permits idolaters to study the Dima Ksuvim. The Magen Avraham cites that Shalom disagrees and prohibits even the study of the Dima Ksuvim. The Marashan Shabbos on Lamed Aleph infers from the Gemara there, which relates several instances which still put an idolater of various concepts from the Torah, is permitted to teach Torah to a Gentile who has expressed interest in converting to Judaism. So if the person says, I'm interested in converting, so then you could teach him. Rabbi Akiva Eger, however, disagrees with the Maharsha and forbids teaching Torah to all idolaters, even potential converts. That's difficult, but I don't know how you do the Geirus with it, whether maybe you can't study, but that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Okay, what do you have for me, Fern?
Why would it be, if you have access, why would it be asur to teach? There's no, as we say, in the vernacular, causation there.
In other words, so again, so lifnei iver is where you don't have access. I'm over on a derisa level of lifnei iver. So there's no derisa lifnei iver if you don't have access to it. So he's saying here that that the Gemara here is saying where he does have access, but there's still a prohibition, what the Gemara is saying over here. That even though he's got access, you want to say, why is it still prohibited?
That's my question.
Yeah. So first, on a Drabbanan level, even when you have access, there's still a Drabbanan lifnei iver, even in a situation like that. So Tosa didn't get into it. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this today. In other words, let's say the Nazir has wine, on the same side of the river, and the Nazir could get access to it by facilitating getting the wine. I'm still over on lifting even on the Rabbanon level. But here the Gemara seems to be saying that besides that, there's an additional prohibition from the Pasuk of Magid Rabbi Yaakov, means that any facilitation is prohibited. That's the best I have with it. Okay, I have to run. Please excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay, let me go on. Now, so we're on the third medium wide line. I'm the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Tag Maracha, B'Masei Amerkava. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Lazar, come, I want to teach you Masei Amerkava, which is all the Sitrei Torah. So I'm Amalei Lo Kashay, I'm not old enough, wait till I get older. Kikash, when he got older, Nach Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan died. So Amalei Rabbi Yassi, so then Rabbi Yassi said to him, Taba Agbarach Ma'asi Merkava, I'll teach you Ma'asi Merkava. Amalei, he's like, Kai, Gemir Tim Rabbi Yochan Rabbah. Had I been Zocha, I would have learned it from you, Rabbi Yochan. And the way the Arsko took it now, I don't want to learn it from you. Now the Gemara interjects, Rabbi Yosef, Haba Gamir Ma'asi Merkava, Sabitipum Patita, Haba Tana Ma'asi Bereshit. Rabbi Yosef was learned in Ma'asi Merkava, and the Zekinim and Pumpadita were learned in Ma'asei Bereishis, both Sitrei Torah. So Amulei, so they said to Rabbi Yosef, we have a deal to offer you. Ligmor lan mar Ma'asei Merkava. You teach us Ma'asei Merkava. So Amar Lahu, Agmarunli Ma'asei Bereishis. He said, well, why don't you teach me Ma'asei Bereishis? So then the Bach ends on the words. Let's look at Bach. He says, Agmarua, so they teach him Ma'asei Bereishis. Batar Dagmarua, okay, now teach us Ma'asei Merkava. Amar Lahu, Tanina Bahu, he said, we learn concerning this, Dvash V'chalav Tachat L'shonech, that honey and milk is on the base of your tongue. The ring of Tukim Dvash V'chalav, Yehu Tachat L'shonech. Things that are like sweeter than honey and milk should remain under your tongue. You shouldn't, you know, divulge it to people. So he didn't want to teach it to them. So they said in the article that he must have seen that they weren't Ra'ui or he said Midot or things like that, and he felt it wasn't appropriate to teach it to them. Rabbi Bawa Marihaha, Rabbi Bawa says the Pasuk that teaches me the same ideas from different Pasuk, Kivasim Lubushecha, means lambs will be your clothing. He says, and then the back ends on the words, Al Tikrei Kivasim Ela Kivushim. Devarim Shein Kivshono Shalolam, like the secrets of the world, you tachat lebushecha, should be underneath your garments. In other words, keep the cards, you know, close to the close to the vest. So anyway, going back to our original situation, that with the discussion between Rabbi Yosef and the Sabi de Pumpadita. Sabi de Pumpadita said back to Rabbi Yosef, and Amrulai, Taninan Behu, he said, look, we've already studied Ma'asei Merkava, Ad Vayomer Lai Ben Adam, till the first pasuk in the second parak of Yechezkel. So again, in the first parak in Yechezkel, which is the Haftarah on the first day of Shavuot, so that seems to be Ma'asei Merkava. Yechezkel has this vision of the Ribono Shel Olam and the celestial, you know beings. So and then there's a pasuk says Vayomer Lai Ben Adam. So he said we've already know up to that pasuk. Amar Lahu Hein Hein Ma'asei Merkava. So he said to them, then you have Ma'asei Merkava. You don't need to teach it to you. If you have that, Hein Hein, where Rashi takes it, the two psukim in Perek Aleph that immediately precede that, that's the essence of Ma'asei Merkava. Amela, so you have it already. So Meitei, on this case, Kasha from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ad Heichan Ma'asei Merkava, up to where is Ma'asei Merkava? Rebbe Omer, Ad Ba'era Batra. Rebbe says, up until Ba'era Batra, which is like two psukim before the end of the parak, Rabbi Yisrael Omer Ad HaChashmal. He says Ba'era, like, and he says like Behinei Chashmal, a few words later. So Chashmal in modern Hebrew is electricity. Obviously, it doesn't mean electricity here. That's where Eliezer ben Yehuda took it from. And he says so Ad Ba'era. So the Bryce. So the Gemara says Ad Ba'era Megamrinan. He says again. Well, let's go back. So okay, give me 1 second. So, okay, so the Gemara says, Ad Ba'era Megamrinan, he says, up until Ba'era, we could teach a person. Mikan Ve'elech Masvin and Rashi Prakim. From that point forward, we'll teach just like the Rashi Prakim. And Ikeda Amri, Ad Ba'era Masvin and Rashi Prakim, Mikan Ve'elech, in Kukhame Vimidaito, in Ilolo. He says, and or else he could say, that up until Ba'era, we give the Rashi Prakim, and from that point on, if he's a Chacham, he'll understand on his own, otherwise not. In other words, the point being that the Psukim that begin with Ba'era, you know, in other words, we said Ba'era is the guts of it. So the Gemara says, but the Braisa says that up until that Psukim is Ma'asei Merkava. So the Gemara explains it, it means Ad Ba'era Megaminan, it means up until the Pasuk that begins with Ba'era, so then I could teach those psukim. Mikan ve'elech masrin and rashi prakim. From that point forward, that is very sensitive. I can only teach rashi prakim. And ikita amri ad ve'era masrin and rashi prakim. So I'm going to say, even up till there, we only give rashi prakim. Mikan ve'elech and hukam maybe midaito ini lolo. From that point forward, if he's able to understand his own fine, otherwise not. So the Gemara says, umidar shinan b'chashmal. So in the earlier statement in the Braisa, we said that according to one opinion, we could teach up until the word chashmal and including the word chashmal. Bahu Yanuka to Darsh b'chashmal, there was a child that darshened this word chashmal, and we'll see what's going on with that. Benafak nura ba'achalti, and a fire came out and consumed him. So the Gemara says, how could I even have an opinion that would say that I could even teach like the word chashmal? So Shani Yanuka glavmatis mani, the child was too young. So that's why it didn't happen to him. If he'd been older, it would have been right. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Baram Zahuro to Ishlato, but Hanania ben Chizki Yishmo. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there was a great man, Hanania ben Chizki. If you remember, we learned Masechet Shabbat, there's a Mishnah, I think on Daf Yudal and Amud Beis, it says about the 18 Davar, the Beit Hillel Beit Shammai agreed on in Aliyah, Chizkiya, ben Hanania ben Chizkiya ben Goryon, the way I remember, or in the Gemara. So that's the same person. He says, and the article mentioned that, he says, Ilmalei hu nignas Sefer Yechezkel. But for him, they would have put Sefer Yechezkel away and felt it's not appropriate to study it. Sheyudrab Sotra and Debrei Torah, because there are psukim in Sefer Yechezkel that contradict that which is in Sefer Torah. So the article says, like it says, like in the Veilich, the Kohenim shouldn't eat. It sounds like the regular Israel could eat. And they have other things as well. So he says, Me'asa helulo shloshmiyo garbi shemen. They brought him 300 barrels of oil, like for lighting. In other words, he's going to work up a storm to explain everything. So he sat in the attic and he darshed out the safer and he made everything good. So there was an incident with one child that was studying in his Rebbe's house, he understood what the word chashmal means. I think we'll discuss it shortly. And a fire came from chashmal and burnt him up. So they wanted to put away the Sefer Yechezkel. It's too dangerous. So Amar Lahem Hanani ben Chizkiya, this child is so smart. He's a prodigy. He understands it. Are all kids like that? All kids are not like that. And if he would be older, it would be okay. So my Chashmal, so what is Chashmal? So I'm going to turn page on the top line on other days. Chayot Eish Mamalot. So it means Chashmal is like a no trikun. In other words, the Chashmal. The Ched is Chayot. Chayot are like the heavenly angels. And then the Lechash is Eish, like fiery Chayot, Mamalot. Rashi says, Eish of Tzemi Diburan. The fire comes from their speech. That Chayot, Eish, Mamalot. That the Chayot speak fire. Like when they talk, fire comes out from them. That's Chashmal. He says, Melanithatan, in a Brice we learn, Itim Chashot, Itim Mamalot. Sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they talk. The Shasha Dibur Yotzim, because Sparkle Chashot. When a Kaddish Baruch was speaking, they're quiet. And when Hashem's not speaking, they talk. And then the Gemara mentions Vachayot Ratzov Vashov Kimarei Habazak, that the Chayot, again, these celestial angels, Ratzov Vashov, they go back and forth, Kimarei Habazak, like the Bazak. And he's not talking about the Israeli phone system, right? He says, Mai Ratzov Vashov. So he says, but it sounds pretty similar. So my Ratzova Shov, what's Ratzova Shov? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ku'or Hayotzei Mipi Kirshan. It means like the fire that comes out from the mouth of the oven. Like sometimes the fire will leap out and go back immediately into the oven. He says, Rashi says the top line, Ratzova Shov, Motziot Roshan Mitachar HaRakia Natu L'malami Rashehen. Like they stick their heads out from the rakia, which is above their heads, and then they stick it back in. In other words, like they're up right near the Ribono Shalom. They stick their heads out and then withdraw it right away. Just like the flame, the burst comes forth and then shoots back. And that's the way that they glimpse up. So he says, back in the Gemara, my Kamaria Bazak, words like the Maria Bazak, it's like the fire that comes out between the charasim, between like these shards. So Rashi explains that, I don't know, the people who smelt gold, make a clear, they have like a pile of coals, and they'll put like a shard on top of it, and they'll put like an earthenware vessel on top of it with the holes, and they put the gold in the whole pile with the hot coals. And then I don't know why they put this kli on top of the hot coals, but they have holes in this kli, and flames will come forth from the holes. That's what he's saying, the bazakis. So, all right, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. So again, in the vision of Yechezkel, Yechezkel says, I saw, and there was this storm wind coming from the north. Anan gadol b'yishmat l'kachat, a big cloud, b'yishmat l'kachat, and fire leaping around, v'nogalo saviv, a brightness all around it, u'mitocha kena chashmal mitocha esh. And from its midst, like the chashmal mitocha esh, like this the fiery, you know, things from the coyote. So the Heichan Azal, so all this is coming mitzafon, like this big storm, but like, where is it going? So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, shalach l'cho shekulam kulo tachat ruchat netzar rasha. Like this whole storm is going to assure that Nebuchadnezzar conquers the world. The Chulchak Lama, why is Hashem going to such great lengths to see that Nebuchadnezzar is successful? So the nation shouldn't say that, oh, it was like a rinkadink dictator. It was like Nebuchadnezzar. It's like, remember, Chazal teaches the Megillah, it's, you know, that he ruled Bekipa, he like ruled over the world. He says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yigaram L'Shiyah Shamash L'Avdei Psilim. This is what caused me to be like a shamash, like an accessory to these idolaters, i.e. Nebuchadnezzar. Avodotein Shal Yisrael Hingar Muli. The Abeira, the Jewish people, that's what caused me to do this. All right, let me pause for a second and take some questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did. Okay, anybody who want to say anything?
Aren't we learning Yechezkel here? We're not supposed
to. So the way we're learning it is not a problem. It's like, again,
it's
like,
the
like
Merkava
might be, I mean, Masi Merkava might mean like there might be a Brisa like that, Masi Merkava, but it means that the simple level we're learning is it's not Masi Merkava. Okay.
How do you explain this? Contradiction with Sefer Yechezkel. I mean, you said there was only one or two issues of contradiction, etc., by the Kohanim.
Right, there were some. So he was able to reconcile it all. I don't know.
It took such a long time to reconcile.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. All right. Everybody else good? Everybody else happy? Say again, repeat. We were bothered. The main idea is we were bothered by the Bryce seems to say, according to one opinion, you could even study up through the word chashmal, which is in two psukim before the end of the first parak. So there's a pasuk. It says va'era, I think mitocha chashmal, something like that. So, but that's already you're allowed to do that. But then the Gemara says, but the chashmal is like that's the thing you shouldn't study. So the Gemara says. He says, so it says that no, that the child couldn't study chashmal. The child was too young. When he studied chashmal, he got burnt by it. But if a person would be older and, you know, of, you know, like serious minded and approached me the right way, he could study the word chashmal. Okay. Yeah, if you're older. Okay.
We learned that 40 is the age that they usually say.
All right, tomorrow we'll have to deal with this tomorrow. Okay, it's in tomorrow's daf. You got to
the Kabbalah stuff.
Well, no, to darshan the pasuk about sarasar kamishim and the supanim. All right, I'm going to move on, and then we'll pause in a few more lines. Okay, back in the Gemara, we're around 20 lines above from the top on the Gimel Beis. Va'era hachayot. So again, this is the word va'era is mentioned I think three times in the first parak. So this is va'era hachayot. This is an earlier va'era. One ofan doesn't mean a wheel, but it's another one of the celestial angels. Ofanim are some of the celestial angels. I think the Rambam lists all the different angels. He says in Hilchot, is it Deod or whatever? He goes through the different ones. He says, so Amar Reb Lazar, Malach Echad Shu Umeid Ba'aretz, Roshu Magi Eitzal Chayot. So Reb Lazar says, Ofan Echad Ba'aretz, this ofan was standing on the ground. In the Aris world, he said he's standing on like one of the Rakim, but his head goes up to where the Chayot are. From Nitatana Sandalphone Shemo. He says in the Bryce, we learn that the name of this Ofan is Sandalphone, the Gavoa Mechaveiro Malach Chamesh Meochana. He's taller than his colleague, like a distance of 500, you know, years of walking. Bomeda Achreha Merkava. He stands behind the Merkava. The Merkava, like the Yaakov, like carrying Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the vision that Chesel sees, the Kosher Ketarim Lekono, and he's busy like tying or, you know, creating crowns for his master, for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ini Bakti Baruch Kvod Hashem Lekono, but there's another passage that says, blessed Hashem from his place, so we don't know where Hashem is, So nobody knows this place. So how could he be kosher charm lakono? He pronounces the Shem Hashem like to the crown, and then the crown goes and sits on the head of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, these are anthropomorphisms. So Amarava, Kushra Yecheskel Ra Yishaya. Now, both Yecheskel and Yishaya, they have the same vision. They see the same thing, but they describe it very differently. Yecheskel much more elaborately, and Yishaya, you know, much, you know, it was like Yishaya has the vision where he says that, you know, the Karazel Zevi Mark, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's Yishaya's vision, which is the Haftorah for Parshat Yitro. And then the Yechezkel has his vision that we read on Maasim Rekava. So he says, I'm a rabbi, Kushra Yechezkel Ra Yishaya. Everything Yechezkel saw, Yishaya also saw. So Lama Yechezkel Doma, Leben Kfar Sharad HaMelech. What is Yechezkel similar to? A Ben Kfar, like a villager. He sees the king. Oh, like this, you know, the whole thing. He says, Ulama Yishaya Doma, what is Yishaya similar to? Leben Kfar Sharad HaMelech. Somebody in the city is like maybe like a person lives in London. He sees like the Havdil, the change of the guard. He says, doesn't do anything. He sees all the time, you know. But yeah, and so you know what happens. So he writes like a few sentences about it. But Ben Kfar like is out in the boondash, the farm. He never sees anything like this. He goes, oh my God! And then he's like writing all these other things about it. So he says we're saying all these other things. So Amri Shlakish, my dechiv. Now we have Ashira Lashem Kigo Oga, but the Bach puts a slightly different pasuk, which is Shiru Lashem Kigo Ga. He says, Shiru Lami, Lami Shemit Gala Gerim. Now, who is this song for? The one who's exalted over those who are exalted. Dama Mar, Melech Shebechayot. Now, he's describing, again, the vision that Yechezkel has. He sees the Merkaba, and the Merkaba has four chayot that are carrying the Merkaba. And the four chayot, each has four faces. So he says, Dama Mar, Melech Shebechayot, the king of the animal kingdom, is Ari. That's the or the wild animals, is the lion. Melech Shebeimot, sure. The king of the domesticated animals is the ox. Melech Shebeofot Nesher, the king of the birds, is a Nesher, an eagle, although we had somebody who came here, he said it was some vulture or whatever, that remember that person, then he says, Badam Mitka'el Lehen, and man, like rules, exalted over all of them. Makadosh Baruch Hu Mitka'el Kulam, Makadosh Baruch Hu is on all of them. He says, V'al Kulam Kulo. So meaning that those are the four chayot. In other words, you have the Ari, the shore, the Nesher, and the Adam. He says, Ketuvah Kadomer, Udmut Pnei, Pnei Adam, Pnei Aryeh, El Yamin Le'arbatam, Pnei Shur, Me'a Smol Le'arbatam, Gomer. But Ketuv, so that's in Perek Aleph. There's another vision Yechezkel has in Perek Yud with a slight difference. He says, Uktiv, Yarapanim Le'chad, Pnei Achad, Pnei Akruv. So here the shore is gone. Instead of the shore, we get a Kruv. And the Gemara will see what a Kruv is in a minute. Upnei Asheni, Pnei Adam, Ashlishi, Pnei Aryeh, So Shor is out in Perek Yud and Kruv is in. So the Gemara says, Amar Yishlakish, Shechezkel Bikesh Lav Rachamim, Vafachol the Kruv. Hashem, the Yechezkel was Vafachish Rachamim, and Hashem changed the Shor to a Kruv. So Amar Lefana, Rigoshalom, Kategor Yeses and Egor. So that's the Ego, which we just learned in last week's Parsha Shavua. So that's like the Shor is like, that's the Ego. So the Kategor, that's like bad to mention the ego. So you change to Kruv. So my Kruv, what's Kruv? Amri Bavu Karavya. Karavya, like a child. She came to Bavu currently Anuka Ravya, and Bavu like fully Anuka Ravya. Amri Rapapala Baye, Elamiata, the Pnei Acha Pnei Kruv, Pnei Shri Pnei Adam, Vashlishi Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Nesher, and a Pnei Kruv, Haya Pnei Adam. So if one face is like the Adam, one face is like the Kruv, and the Kruv is a child. So in essence, it's human, so it's the same thing. So Api Rav Reveva Api Zukri. So the Gemara says one is like the adult face and one is like the smaller, the child's face. The Ketuvachad Omer, Sheish Kenafayim Le'achad. So in Yishaya has this vision. He sees each one has six wings. The Ketuvachad Omer, V'yarba'a Panim Le'achad, V'yarba'a Kenafayim Le'achad Lehem. Yechezkel sees them with four wings. So they're seeing the same thing, but Yishaya sees six wings, and Yechezkel sees four wings. So they'll cash it. So the Gemara says that even though they're seeing the same vision, but of the same, you know, like, you know, item that they're looking at, they live at different times. Yishaya lives earlier than Yechezkel. So he says, lo kasha, tam as much mitzvah kiyam. Yishaya was prophesying during the time of the Mikdash. So he sees the chayot that have six wings. He says, Like Yechezkel is prophesying right before the Korban Beis Hamikdash, so it's like four wings. As if at the Chayot, like their wings were diminished. So which wings were diminished? You got six wings and four wings. So which two wings disappeared? So Amar of Chanan al-Marav, Otansha Omrot Shira Behen, the ones that they recite Shira, the ones that got eliminated. So Yeshaya says, but two they fly, and they say, Bekarazel Zeviamar, Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Uchtiv, and Zalapasu says, Hataif Einechabo Beinenu. Like, they also translate, like, glance at it, sometimes, like, blink, and it's not there, but the Gemara connects, like, the two, like, Yeofeif, Hataif Einechabo Beinenu. One second. Yeah, that I got, but one second. Okay, just please, everybody, hold on one second. One second. Yeah. So the key is the word hata'if. Hata'if is like the old faith, right? So those are that's what the Gemara is connecting to, the old faith and hata'if. Those two psukim are connected. So he says, "Ve'einenu." In other words, like you glance at it, it's not there anymore. But those are the two that disappeared. So then the Gemara says, "Rabbanan Amri, Otan Shemachaso Behen Raglim." The Chachamim say, "So Rab Chanan is the Rab; it's the one that they say Shira with." He says, "But the Chachamim say it's the two wings that cover their feet." Shneamar Raglihem Regli Shira. Yecheskel sees a vision, and Yecheskel says, Raglayim regularly shira, their feet are like straight feet, like that's why we keep our feet together in Shemona Esrei. He says, if the wings hadn't been removed, how did he know what their feet look like? The wings would be covering the feet. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma diglay v'chazlay. Maybe like the, I don't know, the wing came up or whatever, they revealed it. He says, Dilotei mahafi, because if you don't say that, in other words, we want to say that the Raya is not mukrechet about the feet within the sheet of the Chachanim. Because if you don't say that way, udwit pneim pnei adam. So he has in the vision that their face looks like Pnei Adam. Hachanami Dimaud. Are you going to say that those wings disappeared as well? Ela Diglai V'Chazalei. Like they got revealed and they saw it. Hachanami Diglai V'Chazalei. So here too, we could say that the wings were on the feet and just revealed it for a minute. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. How can you compare the two cases? Mishnah Ape Orachar Legaluye Kami Rabbe. He says, look, the face I can hear would be revealed. That I could hear that they would reveal it, even though you have the wing, that you know the face would like the wing would lift over the face or off the face. But the feet, if they had wings on the feet, they wouldn't reveal it before the Rebbe. In other words, the feet should be covered. So the fact that he saw it, it's like defending the sheet of the Chachamim. It seems like a raya that it could have been the Rashita that the wings from the feet disappeared. Okay, so we're on the third very one. You're right, around the time of the before. Well, I would say it means in some way that like if you say like the first sheet of like the two wings are related to Kadosh Kadosh, so it's like Kivyachol when Klal Yisrael is going to Kurban, like Imo Anoki Bitzara, I'm in a state of distress with all of you. So it's like I don't have as much, my palace is not as great, it's not magnified when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, when Klal Yisrael is in a state of destruction. We're also here in Shemayim, not as like elaborate as they are, you know, would normally be. That's the best I would say with that. All right. Now, the third wide line. No, please hold off. I have to move and then I have to leave room time for discussion, okay? So on the third wide line, Shuvachar Omer, one pasuk says, Elef Alfi Nisham Shune, like a thousand of thousands will serve him. So a thousand times a thousand is a million. So he's got like a million malachim serving him. Rebo Rivan Kadamoi and tens of thousands before him, Yikumon. The Ketubachad Omer, that's one pasuk in Daniel. The Ketubachad, another pasuk says, Hayesh Mispar L'Gedudav. Is there any number to his Gedudim, his contingents? In other words, one is saying it's a thousand times a thousand. One says, is there any number? So it's a stira. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Thomas Ministris Kayam, that Hayesh Mispar L'Gedudav is when the base of Mikdash is around, is there any number? He's like, limitless. He says, Kam is Manshu Ministris Kayam, when there's no base of Mikdash, so then there is a number. That's what I was saying before. It's as if like the Pamalia, like the royal entourage has been reduced because of the Korban. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Mishav Abba Yosef ben Dosai. So the Brisa, Rebbe says the name Abba Yosef ben Dosai. Elif Alfin Sham Shunei Mispar Gedunachai. So here's a different way to reconcile the Sukkim. He says, Rebbe says in the name of Abba Yosef ben Dosai, when it says 1,000 times 1,000, that's the number of Malachim in one Gedud, one contingent. He says, Lugdami Mispar, and then of his Gedudim, there's no limit. So when there was one contingent, is it like 1,000 times 1,000, a million malachim? But then the number of gedudim is limitless. So he reconciles the psukim. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, Elef alfim yishum shunei l'nahar dinur. 1,000 times 1,000 will serve him in nahar dinur, like the fiery river. We'll see. Shneimar nahar dinur nagei benafik mikadamoi. Nahar dinur, like the fiery river, comes out before him. Elef alfim yishum shunei. 1,000 times 1,000 will serve him. Riba Riven Kadamoa Yikumun. Meheka Nafi. So where does this river come from? Mizeatan Shel Chayot. It comes from the perspiration of the Chayot. Ulahechan Shapik, where does it pour off to? Amazuch Bartubim Rab Al Rosh Rishayim Meganim. At this river, in other words, if you're assigned to the Nahar Dinur, then that's where you have 1,000 times 1,000. Elsewhere, it's limitless. But if you're on the fiery river detail, then that's where it is. And this river pours on the head of the Rishayim and Gehenim. Shneimar hinei sarad Hashem chema yatzah b'sar mechalel rosh Rishayim yachur. So it means it's all on the head of the Rishayim. V'rab Acha bar Yaakov amar al asher kumtu. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says that the river doesn't go on Rishayim. It goes on the people who are, the Arsa said, ordained. We'll see in a minute. Shneimar asher kumtu. Below 8, Nahar Yitzak Yisodam. The people who were ordained, but there wasn't time, so this river we is poured on them. So the Gemara is going to explain. Tanya Amr Shimon Chassid Ilu Shamiyot V'Shiviv Arbidur Shikum Tu Lihibarot Kodem Nivra Ha'olam. Meaning that the original cheshbon was there was supposed to be 1,000 generations before the Torah was given, and in the end Hashem saw that. So many of them are Rishayim, I'm not even going to create them because they're just terrible Rishayim. So instead, there were only 26 generations till the Torah was given. So he says, below Nivru, Amanach Shbarach Shalom before the Rabbador. So Hashem took all those Neshamot and he planted them in all the different generations. Those are the most brazen people in the generation are the people who had become, who were supposed to be created before, but they were Rishayim. Hashem didn't create them. And so those are the people that the Nahar Dinur is pouring over. Rav Nachbar Yitzchamar, Asher Kumtu Livracha Hudati. So he understands Asher Kumtu differently. And the Arsa translates this one, Asher Kumtu, one second. When he says Asher Kumtu, he says, who were cut down. He says, the people who were cut down, he says, Livracha Hudati. It's a bracha. Elu Tamid HaChachamim, Shemakamtin Asman Al Dibre Torah, Ba'olam Azeh. So they cut themselves down. They have a lot of mysterious nefesh, study Torah in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalahem Sodli Olam Haba. Hashem reveals that when, so the fiery river is not a punishment. It's a reward. Hashem reveals them the Sod, the secret of the Olam Haba. Shneimar Nahar Yusafi Sodam. That this river that's poured on them, but as he translated, he says the revealed secrets will be like the pouring of river. Okay. All right, now let me just pull for a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll give you 60 seconds for questions. Who's got questions? Anybody have questions, comments, thoughts?
Comment was that the image of the kerub, they say it's after the egel, and it shows Shuba like a newborn person. That
okay.
The calculation of how many miles it is 500 years.